The lesson from St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 8. Now the parable is this: the seed is the word of God. Those by the wayside are the ones who hear, then the devil comes and takes away the word out of their hearts, lest they should believe and be saved. But the ones on the rock are those who, when they hear, receive the word with joy. And these have no root, who believe for a while, in time of temptation, fall away. Now the ones that fell among thorns are those who, when they have heard, go out and are choked with cares, riches, and pleasures of life, and bring no fruit to maturity. But the ones that fell on the good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience. These are your words, Holy Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Seeds are amazing little things. They can be tiny and yet produce giant trees and plants. They can look insignificant, but they are so powerful. They look dead, but they seemingly come to life with a little warmth, a little water, a little sunshine. Is it magic? No, but it is a miracle. A miracle in the sense of something to be admired and wondered at. It is a miracle in the sense of being a powerful act of God. It is God's continuing act of preserving his creation. Evolution can't really explain how seeds came about. But right away in Genesis 1, we hear that God made the plants and the trees of various kinds, each with its own seed in it, to produce more plants and trees. It says, "Then God said, 'Let the earth bring forth grass, the herb that yields seed, and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth.' And it was so." Jesus here in our text uses the picture of a farmer sowing seeds, scattering seeds in his field to grow a crop. Each seed is powerful to produce a plant, to produce fruit and vegetables and whatever else for us. Sometimes those seeds fall on the path. They get trampled underfoot or on the rocks and barely get started and can't really grow because there's no soil to sustain them. Sometimes the plants get choked out by the weeds. God has used the seed of his word in your life, and he is continuing to use it now. For you are here listening to the preaching of God's word. You are here to be strengthened in your baptismal faith and in your trust in Jesus as your Savior. The seed of God's word has worked this miracle in you. You didn't choose to follow Jesus on your own. No one convinced you through logic and argument that the Christian faith is the most reasonable or the most logical religion, because it isn't. It doesn't fit with our limited human reason. It goes beyond it. It goes against our sense of justice. God should just punish me and send me to hell. That would be fair. It goes against our reason. How can water wash away sins? How can one man dying rescue the world? But God's reasoning and God's justice are higher than ours. He lays our guilt on Jesus, who is his own dear Son, the Son of God, who pays for the sins of the whole world. God's reasoning considers us as though we had never sinned because of Jesus dying in our place. God's means of grace make the water of holy baptism something that is powerful. He makes the sermons of human preachers into something that affects true faith. He makes the bread and the wine of the Lord's Supper into his body and blood, powerful instruments to deliver to us forgiveness and eternal life. Maybe it was Pastor Johnson or Pastor Schmidt that baptized you, but it was really God that washed away your sins. The powerful word of God was there in that water when the pastor said, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." In the mouth of a sinful mortal being, the powerful word of God is preached to you and says, "Your sins are forgiven." Jesus himself says, through the pastor's mouth, "This is my body, this is my blood, given and shed for you for the remission of sins." Perhaps in grade school, you did that little experiment of putting a seed on a damp paper towel. Wondrous and amazing, you saw it grow into something wonderful. Or maybe you've seen a huge rock that's been split by a seed that grew into a great tree and broke that boulder apart. In the same way, the seed of God's word enters your heart and breaks its stony shell. A Norwegian pastor wrote this: "The word is the hoe and the plow that can break through the shell. It is the rain and the sun that can crush the rock. It is the fire that can burn up the thorns. The word is almighty and can accomplish everything for our salvation. God wants us to become rich in what is good. He wants to harvest much from us." God sends his rain and sunshine to feed and water your faith. The Holy Spirit opens your heart to hear the truth that Jesus lived, died, and rose again for our salvation. Your faith is a gift from God. You show that faith by your Christian life, repenting of your sins, trusting in God's forgiveness, and showing that faith in works of love and kindness to those around you. But all of it is the work of God the Holy Spirit, all to the glory of the triune God. For Scripture teaches us, "The natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him. And no one can say that Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit." And we just sang in the hymn, "All our knowledge, sense, and sight lie in deepest darkness shrouded, till thy Spirit breaks our night with the beams of truth unclouded." What a blessed thing when the seed of God's word performs that powerful work and gives us saving faith. It is God's work, no matter who the preacher is. The great missionary St. Paul once wrote, "I planted, Apollos water, but God gave the growth." Sometimes we begin our church services with a prayer that says that we ask God to open our hearts by his Holy Spirit. Through the preaching of his word, we may be taught to repent of our sins, to believe on Jesus in life and in death, and to grow day by day in grace and holiness. This recognizes the miraculous power of God's word through the Holy Spirit. And sometimes we close our service with a prayer that says that we ask that we be strengthened in faith, perfected in holiness, and comforted in life and in death. This shows the fruit of the seed taking root. As Jesus says, "The ones that fell on good ground are those who, having heard the word with a noble and good heart, keep it and bear fruit with patience." God grant us this faith that we might bear fruit in gratitude for his salvation. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, forevermore. Amen.